Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's program is a little different, inspired by a couple of recent releases which pair jazz groups and string quartets together. The string quartet is a classical formation of two violins, viola, and cello. Much great music has been written for this combination, from Haydn and Mozart through Beethoven up to Schoenberg and more contemporary composers. We'll get to the new recordings in a moment, but first, I thought we'd listen to a couple of pieces played by the Kronos String Quartet, which was formed in Seattle to play contemporary music. David Harrington, the first violinist, was a Seattle resident, and he formed this quartet in the mid-1970s, I think it was. They made a number of contemporary music recordings, and they did some jazz pieces as well. They did an album of Thelonious Monk tunes and an album of Bill Evans tunes. From those two albums, we'll begin with Bill Evans very early, with Eddie Gomez on bass as guest with the string quartet. And then from the Monk Suite, we'll hear Rhythmining, with special guest artist Ron Carter on bass joining the quartet. Music of Bill Evans and Thelonious Monk, played by the Kronos Quartet. Thank you. Music by a string quartet founded in Seattle in the 1970s by David Harrington, who was the first violinist with the group. It was the Kronos Quartet, and we heard from two mid-1980s recordings, music of Bill Evans and the Monk Suite. The Bill Evans piece was very early, and the Monk Suite yielded Rhythmining. Both of them played by the Kronos Quartet, the first one with Eddie Gomez added on bass, and the Monk piece with Ron Carter on bass. On 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR News. Next, we'll feature music from a couple of new albums featuring jazz groups combined with string quartets. The first one we'll hear is the BC Double Quartet, led by Vancouver, BC guitarist Bill Kuhn. And the second is the Rufus Reed Trio and the Sirius Quartet. We can illustrate these two albums fairly well by playing a standard tune and an original composition. The Bill Kuhn group first, the Double Quartet from the album Departure, just issued on the Cellar Live label. Guitarist Bill Kuhn is joined by Brad Turner on trumpet and flugelhorn, Paul Ruschka bass, and Bernie Arai on drums. That's the jazz quartet. And then the string quartet is led by Cam Wilson with Yul Yanni, Henry Lee, and Finn Manisha. The first piece that we'll hear is an original by Bill Kuhn, the guitarist and composer, called Departure, and we'll follow that up with the standard What Is This Thing Called Love? This is the BC Double Quartet. two selections from a new recording by the BC Double Quartet, the album titled Departure, music by Bill Kuhn and arrangements by Bill Kuhn for this combination of jazz quartet and string quartet. Bill Kuhn was the guitarist, Brad Turner playing some wonderful trumpet work in here, Paul Ruschka on bass and Bernie Arai on drums are the jazz quartet, with the string quartet led by Cam Wilson, the lead violinist. We heard two selections, Departure, an original composition by Bill Kuhn, and second, his arrangement of Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love. This new album, the BC Double Quartet, Departure, is just issued on the Cellar Live label. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and regional music. On this program, playing some music by jazz and string quartet combinations. The classical string quartet, two violins, viola, and cello, pairing with various jazz groups in this case. Rufus Reed was a bass player around Seattle a long time ago. He's had a major career since then. He's played with Harold Landon, Bobby Hutcherson, Eddie Harris, Lee Konitz, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, Dexter Gordon, Art Farmer, Stan Getz, Kenny Barron, Kenny Burrell, and many, many, many others. His book, The Evolving Bassist, has been the industry standard for bass methods since 1974 when it was published. And in 1981, Rufus Reed and Dr. Martin Criven created the Jazz Studies and Performance Program at William Patterson University, drawing heavily upon practicing New York jazz musicians as its faculty. This latest effort by Rufus Reed for Nouvelle Records, and it's spelled N-E-W-V-E-L-L-E, Nouvelle Records, which issues only on LP. This latest by Rufus Reed pairs his trio with himself on bass, Steve Alley on piano, and Aduka da Fonseca on drums with a string quartet called the Sirius Quartet, S-I-R-I-U-S, for the Dog Star. And we'll hear two selections from this ensemble from the LP just issued. The first piece that we'll hear is a beautiful composition by vibist and composer Victor Feldman. It's called Falling in Love. And following this ballad, we'll hear a piece which opens with some nice pizzicato work by the string quartet titled This I Ask of You, an original composition by Rufus Reed. Here's the Rufus Reed Trio and the Sirius Quartet.
Thank you.
Two selections from a new vinyl album by Rufus Reed Trio and the Sirius String Quartet. The first piece we heard was Victor Feldman's Falling in Love, as arranged by Rufus Reed, and the second one, an original by Rufus, titled This I Ask of You. This new vinyl album is Terrestrial Dance, issued on the Nouvelle label. Rufus Reed began his career in Seattle. He studied with James Harnett of the Seattle Symphony, and he also studied at Olympic College in Bremerton while gigging around Seattle at the time. 88.5 KNKX connects you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Let's take a look at some of the events coming up in the coming week. The Barcelona-born pianist Marina Albero band will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night with a special guest in Luis Gallo, a flamenco guitarist, and that's at Tula's on Tuesday. Leif Todacek and Phil Sparks will be playing a duo gig at Murphy's Pub on 45th in Wallingford on Wednesday. Thursday, the Chick Corea Trio opens at Jazz Alley. They'll play there through Sunday. Overton Berry and Bruce Ferres team up again at Tula's on Thursday night. And Mark Lewis and Norm Bellis present a duo with saxophones and B3 organ at the Fremont Tavern on Thursday night. Friday, 1-2-3, Leif Todacek, Phil Sparks, and Larry Jones play Happy Hour at the Latona Tavern starting at 5. And Tim Warfield is guest with Dan Kramlich, Greg Feingold, and Matt Jorgensen backing him up at Tula's. The New York saxophonist will be in for one night only on Friday night. Saturday night at Tula's, Bill Anschel Quartet with Brian Monroney on guitar. And a special event at the Neptune Theater on Saturday night brings noted drummer and composer Antonio Sanchez and his band to play the soundtrack for the film Birdman live during a performance at the Neptune Theater. That's Saturday night with Antonio Sanchez. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, be sure to see the KNKX Jazz Calendar and also the calendar at earshot.org. We'll have some music from Bill Anschel and Mark Lewis coming up next. Bill Anschel's latest album is called Rumbler. We'll hear him on piano with Chris Simer on bass, Jose Martinez on drums, and Brian Monroney on guitar, who'll be with him during his upcoming gig at Tula's on Saturday night. This is a Bill Anschel original titled Heisenberg's Fugue State.
We'll be right back.
Mark Lewis on alto sax and his composition titled DL Blues with the New York rhythm section. That was George Cables on piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Victor Lewis on the drums from the New York session, Mark Lewis and DL Blues. Mark has a new Thursday night series going on at the Fremont Tavern in Seattle, a different duo guest every Thursday night. His guest this coming Thursday will be the organist Norm Bellis. Before Mark Lewis, we were listening to Bill Anschell Quartet, Bill on piano with Chris Simer bass, Jose Martinez drums, and Brian Monroney on guitar in Bill Anschell original titled Heisenberg's Fugue State. This quartet's playing at Tula's Saturday night. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Well, we have time for just one more on today's program. This comes from drummer and composer Phil Parisot's new album titled Creekside, and he is joined here by a former Seattle resident who was at one time a member of the Garfield High School jazz band. Tatum Greenblatt is on trumpet here, now a resident of New York, back to take part in this album with Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Dan Kramlich on piano, Michael Glynn on bass, and Phil Parisot on drums. And a tune, I think, that must sort of blend New Orleans and Seattle, because he calls it Emerald Crescent, and he starts it up here with a New Orleans parade beat. As a tune from a new album by Phil Paraso titled Emerald Crescent for perhaps the Emerald City and the Crescent City. I'm not sure, but perhaps that's it. New York-based trumpet player Tatum Greenblatt, who grew up in Seattle, Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Dan Kramlich on piano, Michael Glynn on bass, and Phil Paraso on drums. Phil Paraso's new album on OA2 label is titled Creekside. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next here on 88.5 KNKX. And if you missed any part of today's program, you can always catch our podcasts available at jazznw.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.